Chapter 23, Section 3. Napoleon Forges an Empire. Before you read, in the last section, you read about the revolution's extremes, including the Reign of Terror. In this section, you will learn how Napoleon grabbed power and brought order to France. Napoleon seizes power. How did Napoleon rise to power? Napoleon Bonaparte was born in 1769 on the Mediterranean island of Corsica. When he was 9 years old, his parents sent him to military school. In 1785, he finished school and became an artillery officer. When the revolution broke out, Napoleon joined the army of the new government. In 1795, Napoleon led soldiers against French royalists who were attacking the National Convention. For this, he was thought of as the savior of the French Republic. By 1799, the unsettled French government had lost the people's support. In a bold move, Napoleon used troops to seize control of the government. This was a coup d'état, or a sudden takeover of power. Napoleon then assumed dictatorial powers. Question 1. How did Napoleon get control of the government? Napoleon rules France. How did Napoleon use the revolution's ideas in his government? Napoleon pretended to be the rightfully elected leader of France. In 1800, a plebiscite, or vote of the people, was held to approve a new constitution. The people voted for it overwhelmingly, and Napoleon took power as first consul. Napoleon made several changes that were meant to build on the revolution's good ideas. 1. He made tax collection more fair and orderly. As a result, the government could count on a steady supply of money. 2. He removed dishonest government workers. 3. He started lycées, new public schools for ordinary citizens. 4. He gave the church back some of its power. He signed a concordat, or agreement, with the Pope. This gave him the support of the organized church. 5. He wrote a new set of laws, called the Napoleonic Code, which gave all French citizens the same rights. However, the new laws took away many individual rights won during the revolution. For example, they limited free speech and restored slavery in French colonies. Question 2. What changes did Napoleon make? Napoleon creates an empire. What goals did Napoleon have beyond France's borders? Napoleon had hoped to make his empire larger in both Europe and the New World. In 1801, he had sent soldiers to retake the island of present-day Haiti. Slaves in that colony had seized power during a civil war. But his troops failed. Napoleon then gave up on his New World plans. In 1803, he sold the largest part of France's North American land, the huge Louisiana Territory, to the United States. Napoleon had been stopped in the Americas, so he then moved to add to his power in Europe. In 1804, he made himself Emperor of France. He took control of the Austrian Netherlands, parts of Italy and Switzerland. Napoleon's only loss during this time was to the British Navy in the Battle of Trafalgar. This loss kept him from conquering Britain. Question 3. Where did Napoleon succeed in adding lands, and where did he fail?